Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day. If it's Thursday, wish you a good day. If it's repeat program on Friday, que tenga buenos días, como decimos en español. And my guest today is Ataveira Medina Hernandez. Ataveira, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Ataveira is helping us in the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation to develop new strategies, our vision to see how we can put forth the vision in a more effective way. And we have a new activity coming up we're going to discuss. And I'm waiting for Luis Alvarez, who was ex-president of the board of the foundation, the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation, to give us a little bit of background on it. And we have had Luis Alvarez a couple of times on the program regarding a book that he wrote. And we're going to go toward the third segment, and even if he doesn't make it, then Ataveira and I will go forward because I just found out that she teaches ethics at the Sagrado Corazón. That wasn't in your bio that you sent me.
No, that's my new project. So new project. I have to update my bio.
Nor the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation is in the bio, but basically. Meditation by Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor, back in the second century A.D. Luis Alvarez had wrote in his book that someone had brought to his attention this book, Meditation, with Marcus Aurelius, and that it was life-changing for him. And I wanted him to sort of go forward with that. And it kind of goes in line with our last program where we discussed the longevity study by the Harvard study group on sophomores back in the 30s and what's going on in the fifth generation and what the book calls the good life and goes back to Aristotle. And so I wanted to discuss, and we will discuss, what's the good life, which goes way back, forever. Why we're here for and different perspectives on that. It's always fascinating. That's what this program is a great deal about, with trying to just think out loud, which is my reflections, because as I prepare for any one of these programs, as I've told my listeners and telling Ataveira now, I learn more as I prepare for the programs and as I try to explain things and come to certain realizations, and of course, then the dialogue with people. It's a learning experience, and so that's the goal that I learn, and that my listener learn. And of course, the goal here is for our well-being, not your well-being or my well-being, for our well-being, so it's mutual. But before I get going, I wanted to just. Mentioned a couple of things that, taking place and tie them down with things that we've had before. But I loved a interview they had with the Papa Leon, with the new Pope Leo. and he had a couple of sayings. He's just saying how difficult the learning experience has been. And he has a great statement, and estoy aprendiendo mucho, y me siento desafiado, pero no abrumado. As I'm learning a lot, and I feel challenged, but not overwhelmed. And that's kind of a life philosophy of, you can take kind of things easy and not challenge yourself so much. And that's something that I kind of laugh about myself. I put too many things on my plate, but then I laugh at myself because everything I put on my plate,
you love
to
it
to a great extent.
Yeah.
I chose some of the things, family and businesses, but 90% I put there and I can take them out. So it's my fault. So the question is to be really challenged, to be learning, and not to be overwhelmed. What a balance that. Ataveira, you're you
I'm in a lot of things at the same time. I tend to do that. Right now, I'm actually working on putting boundaries so as not to get overwhelmed. So that reflection, that Pope's reflection, really makes a lot of sense to me. And it's a daily practice.
The balance is
a daily practice.
Critical when you say no. And the other thing he mentions is that, and he says it as a reflection of how polarized we are, and he says that the he has two not reasons why he feels the major problem of this polarization, and one of them is that we don't have the right give importance to life and family and the community. And that, for the human life. And I think that's with what's happening is very true. And then he says the other thing is the great inequality in income and throughout the world. But you were saying before that Pope Leo with Pope Francis, we've been very
two
lucky
great
to have
popes.
These two.
Yes.
And he's humble and yet confident, that great balance, and learning a lot, and challenging, yet not being overwhelmed. So
crucial in such fast and unstable times that we're living.
Difficult. Yeah. There's a an exhibition by one of my favorite Antonio Martorell called Sonrisas, and 41 works of art. And in Sonrisas, it's song, and then the hyphen risas. And basically, it's just paintings of the mouth with the smile, and not the eyes, and not even full ears. And just so it's 41 pieces of art of different people he knows with their smile. And I think, that's Sherman Wildman, my mentor in radio, also says that through the airwaves, people know whether you're smiling or whether you're grimacing, whether you're mad or whether you're, and I think people sort of get across that I'm usually smiling and laughing and enjoying as I'm going forward. It's important value, sonrisas, and that Antonio Martorell would just depict that so separately as an exhibition that he's undertaken. Is really fantastic.
A smile can change anything. I mean, sometimes I just smile and my whole perspective just changes in seconds just for smiling.
And the other person's perspective changes even more. When we had the meeting of the Fundación, the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation on.
Last week, I don't remember.
Thursday, I think, Wednesday or Thursday. But anyway, Ataveda came with her daughter, and I told you right away, she had this smile, this very sweet smile. Right away, just as I love this kid, mm-hmm. and which, is very much in point with the importance of a smile.
Yeah. My grandma taught me to give the gift of smiles to people. Mm-hmm. I was always serious, like all the time, and she always reminded me, remember to smile, give that person a smile. That's the greatest gift that you can give a person.
And you taught that to your daughter because she's a.
I think that not by word.
Yeah, no, it's more important maybe, by what you do.
How by example, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. While we were in the meeting, she. Changed to her ballet outfit and great kid, So
thank you.
How old is she? About 9?
She's gonna be 11 this month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And is that your only child?
Yes.
Okay. I usually or I often quote from El Nuevo Día para comenzar tu día, and relevant to sonrisas. Mm-hmm. This, and usually I don't even know who the person they're quoting. This is Luis Eduardo Aute.
Oh, that's it's a songwriter.
Cantautor español.
Yeah, it's a Spanish songwriter.
Okay, but he says, quizás la clave para ser realmente libre sea reír cuando puedas y llorar cuando lo necesites. which is really, really, you know, relevant to the sort
totally
of
on
and
point.
What we're talking and the importance. And also combine, you know, that you're able to cry when you have to going through challenges and all. So it's that balance. You can't be laughing when things are not laughable, mm-hmm. and you can't be crying when you shouldn't really be that sad. So it's a balance. So that's one of the, you know, the Pope, and then the sonrisas and that statement. In the world of sports, we've got a new movie on Roberto Clemente, and you know, one of my favorite persons, and they have the Clemente Award in the major leagues, and Lindor is one of the candidates. But I haven't seen this movie, but it's apparently a very good movie on him as more in the human portion of his life instead of the athletic one. And I was thinking back. Hector put this, we weren't able to find the inaugural program back in September 21, mm. but he was able to find the second one, and the second one I made some comments on that inaugural program, and the second segment I discussed Roberto Clemente and how we got involved, my wife more than me because his parents are from Nicaragua, and how we ended up going to Nicaragua, and we were waiting for him to arrive and come back to Puerto Rico, and we almost took that flight. We mm-hmm. almost took that plane. So every time anything happens with Roberto Clemente, all these flashbacks wow. and reflections on that incredible weekend where my wife woke me up at 6:30 on the 31st and said, "We're going to Nicaragua." And I said, "You're crazy. We have two kids." But we went, and God decided that we were going to take the other plane, and He took the one that fell. So, but Roberto, I've got to get to that movie, you know. The other thing that's happened in sports when relating to Puerto Rico is I've followed a lot, although I'm not a very good ping pong table tennis player, but Adriana, found that
great smile, by the way. She has a great smile, Adriana.
She has a great the features and all. And she had kind of not made progression. She had gone back from 9, 10, 11, 12, when standing back 22. And I said, boy, of course, she's saying that she's improving, but as happens in this world, her competitors are also improving, mm-hmm. but all of a sudden she's had a breakthrough, and she beat the number fifth in the world, a Chinese, and that was a real breakthrough. And then she gave a real good fight to the number one in the world, so you know, these things in sports and in professions and all, you go through these valleys and mountains and go, and she right now was coming back, or I don't say coming back, I don't think she's had a problem, it's not but she's had problems kind of progressing at the level that she preferred, and hopefully this augurs some major moves forward, and let's see how it goes. The next one, I think, is in Beijing. It's incredible what these athletes, you know, it's Japan and Beijing and then Las Vegas mm-hmm. and then, you know.
Youth.
That's
the magic of youth.
Boy. You know, the amount of sacrifice these people, Amanda Serrano or Jasmine, you know, Queen the kind of track fights they have to make to maintain the level that they want to maintain. It's absolutely incredible. Those are the tidbits I kind of wanted to reflect on. I think the last thing was that on Sunday, in fact, it didn't really dawn on me until after, but that was Dia de los Abuelos, the grandparents' day. Celebrating grandparents, and we were celebrating, in fact, that very day, our 10th child, grandchild. He finally came from the couple of days more, had to stay in the hospital a couple of minor things that they wanted to check out. But so we went on Sunday and celebrated his coming to their parents' home, and a 10th grandchild. And being a grandparent is it has its challenges, but overall it's easier than being a parent. Hopefully your kids and then the in-law have the same values in terms of how to grow up, how to bring up a child, and so there's no serious conflict. And I think luckily in my case of 4 children and now 10 grandchildren, we're kind of in sync with respect to what you have to do with children, and that's pretty helpful.
The amount of grandparents that are actually the main providers for children nowadays is astonishing. Yeah. So I think the role of grandparents is changing as well. Yeah. Even the Supreme Court decided recently that grandparents have a duty to provide alimentos, to provide sustenance to children in case their
parents don't do it.
Yeah, the parents die. Yeah,
and there's just a lot of grandparents that are the ones taking care of the children. There's this campaign that jugando pelotadura, donde están los padres? Well, donde están los abuelos también? And where are the uncles and where are the siblings? It takes a village, to take care of a kid.
It takes a village. But also, that campaign makes me think a little bit about where is everybody? Where is society?
Right.
Where is the government? Where is the private sector? Where is the third sector? I think that for in order to have, healthy children that have access to quality education, quality food, development, real development, we need all society. It's not only parents.
100%, 100%, and it's very complicated. And then the parents are there, but sometimes you wish they weren't there. They're the worst influence on some children. They're
think
just...
about this. What time does kids end school every day?
My
kid finishes her school every day at 2:40. So, who can pick her up? So, work is not designed in accordance to school schedule.
Right.
So those are the gaps that we need to focus on. If we are going to be asking more from parents, we need to also ask more from the private sector and from the industries
and
the public sector to make sure that if kids are going to be in school at 3, parents have to be there as well.
Yeah. We're in sync. Well, the first segment, we finished with the first segment, and my guest, the one you're listening to, and we probably don't know why she's here, but I said at the beginning, she is helping us with the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation. But we met initially in the Chamber of Commerce, the Committee on the Quality of Life, Responsabilidad Empresarial. We'll be right back after the pause with Tavera Medina Hernandez, and we'll talk about her role, a little bit about her life and her role in this new position helping us with the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation. We'll be right back.